Hello, everybody. This is William Del Pilar, and this is Fired Up California, where I bring you some of the major news and some of the news that's under the radar. I am what you call a conservative Latino, and we are growing in numbers. And we've got a great show for you tonight. We are going to talk about Charlie Kirk. I've made it a point this week on all my podcasts to talk about him from various angles to represent who and what he is or was, and how the left has been reacting. You can check those podcasts out at grumblingsmedia.com. Fired Up, a couple of episodes on that, talking about him with the overall picture, with the start of the first podcast, then bringing in a former TPUSA volunteer and another 21-year-old conservative to talk about it from the youth perspective. And then I talked about it on the Red, White, and Rude podcast on how this affected us culturally. And tonight, we're going to talk about California, how this has affected California, the responses. And they've been pretty nasty. But that shouldn't surprise us, considering we live in a Democrat socialist state. And I don't say that in terms of hyperbole. You can look at the decisions they've made, how expensive it is, how the lobbyists, there's a 27-to-1 ratio of lobbyists per elected politician, and it's not hyperbole. So that shouldn't have shocked us. Then there's a few stories I'm going to talk about, not too briefly, but briefly, some of the milestones from the leftist fringe lunatics that have been passed and why they are bad. As we knew would happen, the Trump administration legally wins in terms of profiling. Look, people, I'm sorry. Profiling is a part of marketing and law enforcement. What we have to do is always keep in check those doing the job. You do the job so much, you become a bit slanted. So we have a responsibility to keep everything in check, but we do not have the right to stop the government from protecting us, we, the citizen. And there's one more story there. It's in my notes that we'll get to in regards. It has to do with something. I want to say it's bad. You know what? This is the type of stuff that bugs me. So let me see what it is. But yeah, well, regardless, we'll get to it. But anyway, before we go on, make sure you like and share this podcast if you're watching it. Bookmark grumblingsmedia.com. You can check out some of our swag there. We're an all-volunteer unit here. So any support you can give us, we would be eternally grateful. My partner and I have dumped thousands of dollars into this because we're doing it out of passion. But your support would be incredibly helpful with this all-volunteer team we've amassed. That's grumblingsmedia.com. You can see all our other podcasts, as well as follow us on one of our platforms, which you're likely watching this from. We're on YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, and there's one more. Apple, Spotify, Pandora, and under the profile Grumblings Media. It's been a long week. And with that out of the way, let's get right to it. So there's no unity, no mourning, just contempt from the tolerant left. Charlie Kirk was assassinated, we all know, and California's institutional entities did not flinch. And by entities, I don't mean just academia, but corporations, the politicians, everybody. They mocked him. They laughed at the fact he's been erased, assassinated, and they used his death to push their agenda. Look, this isn't just political contempt. It's coordinated, it's systemic, and it's documented. It's a great thing about social media. People think and write with their emotions before thinking and saying, no, I shouldn't write that. So who was Charlie Kirk, real quick? Charlie Kirk wasn't just a conservative activist. He was the architect of a generational shift. He was born in 1993. I feel old. In Chicago, suburban Chicago. He dropped out of Harper College after one semester to pursue full-time activism. I want to say his name is Bill Richardson, but I don't think that is his name. But the individual, Bill Montgomery. Convinced him to drop out. I said, boy, you got something here. You got magic. He was just 18, dropped out, and he was planning on going back. He was taking a sabbatical, never went back. But he was 18, founded Turning Point USA in his parents' garage. And he had seed money from Bill Montgomery and Foster Freeze. Bill Montgomery was a Tea Party strategist, the founder of that part of it with Charlie Kirk, and he was a mentor to Charlie Kirk. He encouraged Kirk to skip college and instead launch a youth-focused conservative movement. And together, they co-founded Turning Point USA. It's a nonprofit. It was aimed and still is at countering liberal influence on college campuses. It was a movement we needed. Without Charlie Kirk, Trump may not have won 2025 or 4. Then it was Foster Freeze, Wyoming businessman, Christian philanthropist, and early GOP donor. I first discovered him because he funded Rick Santorum's campaign back in, 2008, 2009, something like that. I can't remember when, but right around there. But he met Kirk at the 2012 Republican National Convention. They reportedly in the stairwell gave him a 2-minute pitch. So Freeze was impressed and wrote the first major check, thus becoming the financial catalyst that allowed TPUSA to scale. So again, founded in 2012, mobilized conservative students on high school and college campuses. By the time of his death, 3,500 institutions, 850-plus campus chapters. I think that was in the thousands. That data might be old. Field reps in all 50 states, 6 national summits, 8 regional conferences annually. He had affiliate arms. There's Turning Point Action. It's voter engagement. Turning Point Faith, religious mobilization. Turning Point Endowment, charitable operations. Turning Point UK, international expansion. This guy, 18, he died at 31. He did what many take lifetimes to do. What he built, anybody running from U.S. Senator on down would be salivating to have that type of infrastructure in place. My partner's a libertarian. Any libertarian will be salivating to having that type of infrastructure. And they don't, and they never will, because it was only one Charlie Kirk. And most politicians don't realize you got to go into the young folks to counter the Democrats. And Charlie did that. Will it continue? Yeah, I think so. Kirk's strategy was unapologetically confrontational in a civil manner. Professor watch list, campus debates, and MAGA-aligned messaging. He built TPUSA into the most influential youth conservative movement in all of America. Kirk's most famous portion of his TPUSA duties was what we see all over Instagram, all over the internet. He had billions of views on this. It was Prove Me Wrong debates. They're viral staples on college campuses. He positioned universities as the battlegrounds of ideological talk, which is what it was supposed to be. But since the 60s, the leftists have pretty much drowned out the universities as the battleground of speech and debate, which is what it's supposed to be. He brought that back. TPUSA had a media empire, podcasts, live streams, and social virility. And it gave young conservatives a voice and a tribe, especially young Black and Latino conservatives. He really focused on Black conservatives. But his evangelical pivot in later years helped fuse Christian values with youth activism. Generation X is the fastest growing Christian arm of America right now. They're without hope. Many of them former liberals are tired of broken promises that we as conservatives and me as a data guy know they're going to be broken promises. They just don't work. The math doesn't add up. Unlike Obama wanting us to believe that 2 + 2 = 8, we know better. Now, a lot of young men broke from leftist strangleholds. So between 2023 and 2025, the political landscape among young American men flipped. In 2023, men aged 18 to 29 leaned Democrat by plus 26. 2025, that same group leaned Republican by plus 18. And that's a net swing of 44 points toward conservatism. And that's not random. It was engineered through Kirk's relentless messaging, as well as TPUSA's campus saturation and the collapse of institutional credibility among who? Gen Z men. As I said, did I say Gen X? Gen Z. Maybe it's Gen Z generation. So let's get down to the ugliness of all this. Let's get down to the Democrats, who they are, what they push. Let's start with Stanislaus County. Lisa Taba, Democrat chair of Stanislaus County, refused to attend a bipartisan vigil hosted by local Republicans. She called Kirk a fascist, rejecting unity and reinforcing ideological purity. Here's the here's what came out. And I'll read this to you. All right. I learned today that the Stanislaus County Republican Party is holding a vigil this evening for Charlie Kirk and had extended an invitation to the Stanislaus County Democratic Party to attend as a gesture of unity. As chair of Stan Dems, I respect the intention behind organizing an event to denounce political violence and to promote unity during such turbulent times. This woman is a DEI. That's her whole life, DEI. She's a chunky Anglo woman. The worst, as a Latino male, the worst I have seen from the left are these white suburban women. Now, I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. She went on to say, however, we respectfully decline participation. We cannot in good conscience attend an event that centers on Charlie Kirk, given his associations with fascist ideology. Charlie Kirk had no fascist ideology. None whatsoever. While we do not wish to participate in honoring him, I want to be unequivocal in affirming that we believe that all forms of political violence are... It's nonsense. She's trying to cover her tail. I appreciate the spirit of yada, yada, yada. All right. So that's what was said there. Now, replace screen sharing. All right, so I'm going to show you this video here from a woman. But real quick, before I do that, I want to define fascism. It's dictatorial power, like Joe Biden dictating to social media. You will not allow messaging that contradicts what we're forcing down people's throats with COVID. To have the FBI work with media. You will not use the Hunter Biden laptop to derail Joe Biden's campaign in 2020. Suppression of opposition. That's what happened to Charlie. They murdered him. They used force. Remember, the teachers here in San Diego where it started, showing up at school board meetings. And Joe Biden's Democrat-led Department of Justice labeling them domestic terrorists. Economic and social regimentation that controls major aspects of society and economy to serve state goals are the NGOs, USAID. They demonize outsiders, fascists, Hitler, warmongers. Will not allow another election. So everything that slob accused us of, she practices. She believes in. Charlie welcomed debate. He was a kind, gentle-hearted soul. Would he shame some people? Yeah, but when they were ultimately rude to him, he would shame them politely, but he would still shame them. They demonize outsiders. Here's how they demonize minorities. They keep us on the, you can fill in the blank, but it's tation as it ends. Toss us a few breadcrumbs and then indoctrinate us. And if we choose to escape and live on our own, they demonize us. I've been called Latino by leftists. I've been told that I've betrayed my people by leftists. That's how they treat. And you look at the policies that are supposed to help us, every one of them are failures. So yes, if there's fascism and it aligns with a certain word, it's by and from Democrats. All right, so I want to show you this. Let's see, where's it at? There's a video by the LA Times. The LA Times brought in a woman to sit there and deflect and put the blame and lead us to believe it was a white supremacist group that killed Charlie Kirk, not a radicalized young man living with a lover who is transgender and transitioning. Let me show you that. And I cut it just to the end part because I didn't want to show you the full 3 minutes. Check this out.
And I think that'll bring us to our last one, which is Hey Fascist Catch, which has really been used, sort of, people have said, this doesn't even need explanation. But what I hear you saying is, in fact, it is not as straightforward, and we're not necessarily looking at left-right here.
Yeah, and that's also part of the rest of the what's written on that casing are a string of five arrows. And this is a meme amongst people who play a game called Helldivers 2, and it signifies a kind of airstrike. The American left are not the only ones that have called Charlie Kirk fascist, even within the more far-right fringe, even more further right than Charlie Kirk. For these types of people, he's not far-right enough, especially when he's doing things like defending Israel. We're talking about people who are, you know, anti-gay, anti-LGBTQ.
You see what she's doing there? She's trying to deflect. Look, I am sorry, but judging by her rhetoric, she's been at the trough of ideological cover-ups one too many times. Look, that kind of nonsense doesn't just reek of denial. It's institutional gluttony, both puns intended. Now, it is pretty simple. Let me add this to it. You have got to see this video. When we talk about rhetoric over and over and over, and eventually the unstable mind or the radicalized, you don't have to be an unstable mind to be radicalized. They want you to believe you must be unstable. I deal with a couple of idiots, Gwen something and then Omar something, who just is flat out lie. Then they get pissed at me because I conveniently cover each point they make and they get mad, you know. But hateful rhetoric is what Democrats do over and over, and they're protected by the mainstream media. Check this out, my friends. I've been showing this on all my podcasts because this embodies. And you got to follow Western Lensmen. You'll see on Twitter. Check this out. See right there, Western Lensmen. Check him out. He's the one who put this together beautifully.
Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
This is what kicking the shit out of fascism looks like.
Try to prevent the spread of the lawlessness and the fascist chaos that's been unleashed against us.
So when we say Donald Trump is a fascist, fascism, a huge component of fascism, is uniting racism, bigotry, a form of racist nationalism.
We are now living in a fascist dictatorship.
Mm-hmm. We are worried about potential rise of fascism in this country. We're worried about our democracy falling to an authoritarian and potentially fascist form of government.
Not only to roll over to Donald Trump's will, but to roll over our democracy and allow him to take over this country as a fascist dictator.
When fascism isn't just coming, it's already here.
The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, said, "No one has ever been more dangerous to this country than Donald Trump, and he is a fascist to his core."
Western Lensmen, follow him. Now, I'm Milley there real quick. I loathe him. He's another heifer. Pathetic excuse for a man. He's a type of general. When he was gone, somebody was sleeping with his wife. Now, he could have been court-martialed for aiding and abetting the enemy. There's no doubt about it. And that's one reason why he was pardoned when he called China to talk to them about Trump. They never thought Trump would get reelected. But when Trump was reelected, we got to pardon this guy or he's going to go down hard. And he should be stripped of everything. He should be stripped of everything. But he won't be. Now, the reason I brought this up is they're still using it. And as I just explained to you, he is not a fascist. If anyone's a fascist, it's the Democrat Party. Look, Tyler, and this is what the woman at the trough of ideology trying to blame white supremacists, she failed to tell you. Tyler Robinson, he is the alleged killer. I'm not going to show his picture. Last time I say his name. He was living with a transgender lover who's transitioning from male to female. So he was sleeping with a man. That's just not sugarcoated. That's what he was saying. Right or wrong, that's what he was doing there. You judge, I don't care. My point is, these guys are messed up in the head with all the hormones. I've talked to a transgender who transitioned. And they said, yeah, the hormone. He goes, one problem we transgenders do have is a lot of us have hormonal issues. Because we're just up and down, up and down. That's not up for debate. That's fact. Transgenders have one of the highest suicide rates as a group than any other group in the country or in the world. So he's been radicalized. He's living with a transgender lover, another man. She conveniently fails to mention that. Now, maybe she didn't know at the time. So what? She was clearly pushing it one way when Catch fascist or fascist Catch is self-explanatory. What happens with elites, and I always love debating on this, they try to break down. My partner has done this with me a couple of times. I go, just stop. You're trying to get to this point, and I reject that point. And then they get flustered, like, oh, I was working my way there because I thought you were dumb. When, at the end of the day, it's usually the most obvious. That's the answer. That's what this is. They radicalize them. Living with a transgender, the guy became a full-blown radicalized leftist. And my proof on the transgender, Utah Governor Spencer Cox confirmed the relationship, and he did say that the partner's fully cooperative. Robinson, supposedly, we haven't seen the data yet or the evidence, but supposedly has embraced or leftist ideology despite coming from a conservative family. Now, to y'all, this is important because this is what I get so angry at conservative parents. They're shocked. Oh, what? I sent my daughter to college. She's come back full-blown leftist. And you know what they keep doing? They keep funding the college. The kid starts hating them more and more and more. And they don't want to understand because they want to love their kid. I'm like, have some tough love. Cut them off. They want to do this nonsense. Cut them off. But they won't because they're cowards. You conservative parents are the worst. You keep sending your kids to college to get indoctrinated. In fact, Annette Ross, a beautiful Miss Ross, was on or fired up. She met Charlie. What did Charlie, you remember, he instilled you? He told me, don't send my kid to college. What'd she do? Send her kid to college. And she's a full-blown leftist. They indoctrinate and radicalize you there. So authorities are still investigating all this, but forensics evidence and online communications pretty much show radicalization. Oh, man. And the media, the California media, LA Times, Kirk's a conservative provocateur. They weren't saying that in a positive way. They were tying him to intolerance and campus unrest when it was all the leftists. I mean, let's go to all across the country. These were violent Palestine leftists. A few years ago, violent leftists antagonizing and threatening and semi-rioting towards conservatives when Ben Shapiro, Kirk, and others, Ann Coulter, others would come to campus. Campus is supposed to be free for thought, free for debate. Then a sow of a person, Aaron Reed. I read the article. We must not sanitize the memory of a man who wished harm. He never wished harm. A Reed wishes harm. At least that's what I think, reading her work. She pushed and promotes hate. She's why many people don't like transgenders. She's not saying accept us. She's saying let us win in sports. Why? Because a man participating in women's sports will win, as the data shows. She's saying let us slap our schlong around in female restrooms. You will accept me. If you don't want to go out with me just because I'm a transgender, ergo a man, and they're trying to go out with another man, you're a homo, a transphobe. That's who journalist Aaron Reed is. Kyle Matters quoted assembly member David Tangipahoa blaming toxic rhetoric and pushing gun control. Pivot, it's gun control. Guy had an old hunting rifle, been around for decades. Another sow, another bigot, Attorney General Rob Bonta, pivoted to hate-fueled violence, indicting Kirk's speech. No, it's Bonta. God, these people. They live in their ivory towers, and they rile up the poor. And they get them to do all their dirty work while they sit there and gain more power and riches. That's who Attorney General Rob Bonta is. The San Francisco Chronicle quoted activists calling Kirk a grifter spreading bigotry. No, he was spreading truth, hard truth, tough love. If we as Latinos, if we as blacks, if we as Asians, if we as poor Americans or lower middle class want to strive to be better, we got to look in the mirror, people. We have to look in the mirror. We have to look at our own flaws. What can we do to improve? And that's what Kirk would challenge them with. But when you challenge somebody who's black or Latino and you bring data, then they deem you a racist. A couple podcasts ago, I dealt with that with somebody. But William, how do you think that makes him feel? I said, really? You're going with feelings over facts based off your ideology? I was stunned. And that just showed me they had nothing. They have nothing. When you go to the feelings, nothing more than feelings, my wee-wee hurts, you got nothing. And then everybody's favorite defender of pedophiles, at least in my opinion, based on what I've seen from the bills he wants to pass, State Senator Scott the Wiener condemned the violence, then pivoted to gun legislation. We need basic safeguards on accessing guns. No one should have to live in fear of being targeted with gun violence. Nobody does. Except for conservatives like Charlie Kirk, President Trump, those Republicans on the softball field, and on, the Aurora shooter. Why'd you go to shoot up the theater? It was a gun-free zone. And they never talk about, they don't want to keep data on how many people who use guns and save the day. Then there's social media amplification. California-based TikTok and X users posted celebratory clips mocking Kirk's death. This makes me wish Trump, whack TikTok, just get it out of here. Because this is what China wants. This is what they've geared towards. Then Reddit, as well, Reddit's a disgusting cesspool. It's like the CD classified sections. You know, that's what actually people hide behind these little 10-pound kid, 30-something, living in mama's basement because he's too lazy, too cheap, too whatever to get a job. Now let's talk about Jay Perk and his Blue Sky account. He's UCLA's Director of Race and Equity. Let me show you what Mr. Perk has said. And the reason this is important is he's at UCLA in a position of power. This is where the indoctrination, this is where the radicalization happens. Check this out. You can't force people to mourn someone who hated us no matter how he died. That's fair. If that's what you felt, that's fine. But then he goes on to say, it is okay to be happy when someone who hated you and caused death dies, even if they are murdered. One, it's a lie. Two, keep it to yourself. You're a representative of UCLA and its values. Then, yep, get rid of Rush Limbaugh replacement, that's what he said. So I'm not done yet. Let's show another. TMZ rejoiced when they found out he was. Only evil people would do that. Guess I'm not bragging about rejoicing that Kirk is dead. Just give it to yourself. You're representing UCLA. This is an individual who radicalizes. Then he shows racist colors. This guy's a racist. This guy's a damn racist. I'm not going to say that's what I think he is. He is. Why? This tweet proves it. It's not all white people. Please don't generalize Trump and his fans to be the same. This is all Blue Sky, so all leftists hate to be the same as the many people to stop the white supremacists. Pert, it's all white people. The words of a racist. If a white man says it's all black people, it's all brown people, it's all yellow people, they'd be deemed what they are, racist. Jay Perk is a racist, period, end of story. Now, the backlash was big, and this is what Jay Perk has reduced himself to. Not found. Account is deactivated, not deleted, deactivated. And my point, you go to UCLA's DEI page, they pulled it down because it's his page that he runs and manages. He represents UCLA. I expect him to be fired sometime this week. There's no coming back from this. And UCLA has goods. We don't hire racists. Jay Perk. Racist. Racist, racist, racist. And his feed, before he took it down, it included tons of anti-white rhetoric and celebrity, once again, celebration of a conservative death. Now, UCLA has yet to issue a direct response, only generic condemnation. Maybe they're hoping this goes away. It won't. I guarantee you, if there's a TPUSA on that campus, they won't let this go. His role gives them institutional reach. This is California-funded radicalism. Backed by real white supremacists like Gavin Newsom, like MENA, the congressional rep or men, like Pelosi. Why do I say that? Because all the policies they say are helping us keep us poor, don't help us at all. They treat us with what you call the soft bigotry of racism or whatever, the soft bigotry. In other words, they're superior. So we got to help the dumb, stupid people. That's the true face of supremacy. White supremacy is from the Democrat Party. Again, Dave Mynn falsely claimed the shooter was MAGA aligned. He's a liar. He's a piece of trash liar. I feel bad for his wife. I feel bad for his kids. His poor wife, when he's in D.C., she's probably having a good time. Is this Sailor Week? Yeah. He's a pathetic excuse for a congressman. In fact, the guy's a drunk. 2023 DUI arrest. That's how I view him. I guess I shouldn't. When I was in my early 20s, I got one too. But the man was a full-grown man. Thought he could get away with it. Then there's the Sacramento Bee. Falsely claimed Kurt called for lynching trans people. That's an utter lie. UC Davis Chancellor Gary May repeated the lie before Kirk's campus event. These are trash. These are garbage people. That's all they are. That's all they ever will be. Antifa, you know, before that event, Antifa mob stormed the venue. It wasn't a peaceful protest at all. Even Elon Musk weighed in on it before he got fully involved. These were his early days. Kirk threatened legal action. Newsom, weeks before the assassination, we're going to punch these sons of bitches in the mouth. I'd love to have 2 minutes with him as the next sailor. Anybody would. But we don't do that as conservatives. Boy, would I love it, though. But this is classic Alinsky. Smear the target, incite the mob, feign outrage when violence erupts. I didn't cause that mob. Oh, BLM? Murders, rapes, billions, $2 billion in damage? Oh, no. How did that happen? Occupy Washington, what a rape? How? That's not me. It's all those conservatives. San Francisco's political class, Pelosi, Wiener, Chu. Pelosi days after Kirk's murder. We cannot take responsibility for the minds that are there and now and how they hear it. Burp. He's probably drunk as a skunk. Wiener called it scumbucker bucket grifter. Nazis, Newsom mock red states, declare to fight fire with fire. They're all happy. God, one day we'll get video. Somebody's going to catch them in private. Chu liking Trump's orders to existential assaults, which is another freaking lie. He's followed the law to the T. Over 50 documented instances of rhetoric preceding physical attacks. This isn't miscommunication by Democrat leadership. It's systemic incitement. Again, let's go back to the media now. I covered newspapers. The SF Standard and NBC Bay Area avoided naming ideological motives. They always do that. They always do that. If it's a white guy, oh, it's a white guy. Asian, they'll even do Asian because they're the other white meat, they claim. But if it's a Latino or black, they won't do that. Or ideologically on their side, they won't do that. And he left the anti-fascist bullet case saying, hey, fascist, catch. Yeah, it is obvious. MSNBC's criminologists call the message immature and refuse to connect the dots. The California press protected the narrative over the truth. We didn't, we cared. We were like, screw you. Vigils were held in San Francisco, Beverly Hills, Huntington Beach, Sacramento, Van Nuys, Moore Park, downtown LA, everywhere. Prayers, pledges, and speeches condemning political violence. Assemblyman James Gallagher. We're grieving a brother and someone who inspires so many. Now, James Gallagher, if I remember correctly, he's the one who sat there after the Minneapolis shooting, not the Catholic Church, but of the Democrat who killed two Democrats, saying we must tone down the rhetoric. Screw you. Let me double check that for us. Did Gallagher with a Democrat say to cool all the rhetoric from Minnesota shootings? Let's see what it says. Yes, yes, it was him. No. So I think it is him. No. I think it was him. Gallagher, yep. Yep. So screw you, Gallagher. Let's all cool down. Screw you! He's trying to get his 2 points. San Francisco Democrats were invited to some of these events. None showed up. So while the grassroots conservatives and the average American who hates violence mourned, the institutional left stayed home or celebrated here in California. Now let's talk about racism. Let's talk about racism. Charlie Kirk was smeared as a racist, a white nationalist, a threat to minority communities. But in California, both Latino and black conservatives publicly reject that narrative. I'm a Latino. My grandmother used to be, rest in peace, grandma, Afro-Caribbean. My mom, a little Korean-looking woman. My half-brother is Asian. We reject that bull. We didn't just support Kirk. These individuals organized, mobilized, and built the conservative movement in the minority communities up with Kirk. His outreach to minority conservatives was real, sustained, and effective. Kirk actively courted Latino conservatives, especially through TPUSA's Youth Latino Leadership Summits and Spanish language content. He praised my brethren Latino cultural values. Hard work, reverence, faith, family, and pro-life convictions. He framed the left's identity politics as racist, saying, they say Mexicans cannot be conservatives. That's a racist thing to say. They're judging and stereotyping us. That's what I say. That's why I said earlier, you want to see the true face of white supremacy? Go look at a Democrat. Oh, God's to help those dumb brown people. Dumb brown people, God's to help them. Then there's also black conservative support on unapologetic and viral. Blexit California hosted rallies and voter drives across LA, San Diego, and Central Valley. There's a guy I follow. His name is Officer Dion Joseph. He's a LAPD veteran. He renounced the Democratic Party in Kirk's honor and spoke at a TPUSA event. TPUSA chapters at Cal State Long Beach and Bakersfield College. They all include African Americans. They hosted uplifting black voices panels. Why? Because they're like, we can speak for ourselves. We don't need you, Gavin Newsom, to go, boy, you need me to tell you what to do, how to live, who to pray for, who to educate your kids. What's that? You want to leave the Asian? The plan Asian? You can't do that. We kill you and demonize you. You do that. Not these strong black men and women. Jillian Thorpe. a black woman from the Bay Area publicly supported Kirk and challenged identity politics, and on and on and on. Then you have the cultural alignment, faith, family, and anti-woke resistance. Californians are growing in numbers as we gravitate towards Kirk's unapologetic stance on parental rights, school choice, and anti-DEI policy. 40% of California is conservative. Why do you think they want to gerrymander? They want to destroy and take our rights away through no representation. We see Kirk, or we saw Kirk not as a threat, but as a defender of values that are consistently under attack by progressive institutions and the Green Party, libertarians, and everybody else. His identity politics, I embrace them. I follow the same identity politics. And that means look in the mirror, look at the data, and you tell me how we can work this out to fix it, to make it work so you can be successful. We will help you, but we want to teach you how to fish so you can learn how to fish on your own. Not the leftists. You too dumb to know how to fish. Here, I'm going to give you fish for your lifetime. Yeah, man, look at that nice 5-pound trout. What you talking about? You get this minnow. The bottom line is the labels given to him by these bigots collapse under scrutiny for the lies they are. Look, Kirk's message wasn't exclusion, it was conviction. And in California, Latino and black conservatives, we showed up, spoke out, and we stood with them when it mattered most. Man, I tell you. So, let me talk a little bit about Latino, my own brethren Latinos. Latino conservatives across California resonated with Kirk's unapologetic defense of faith, family, and national sovereignty. He represented our values, Central Valley, Riverside, and East LA. TPUSA was growing the conservative base with engagement from Latino families who are fed up with progressive overreach. Kirk's stance on illegal immigration was not racist. It was the same stance 99.9% of legal immigrants have. It was protective. Protect Americans. Get us the jobs at a better wage. Why? Because they're paying all the illegals under the table. And they're not dispersing that to the consumer. They're pocketing that. He called out the destruction of social services, as I did. The rise of fentanyl deaths. And the political exploitation of our communities. You don't see the rich whiteys. You don't see the Pelosi's of the world. The Gavin Newsom's world. You think his kids are out there rioting and protesting? Hell no. Hell no. They're living large in their ivory towers, driving their rich cars, going to the rich schools, getting their misdeeds covered up. The only ones offended were those comfortable with chaos, as long as it didn't touch their zip code. Now, as an example, when they recalled the San Francisco DA a couple years ago, they broke all the districts. He was recalled. All the poor and working class districts and where all the crime was at, all voted to boot him out. All the elitist white upper class districts voted to keep him in. Why? They're not seeing the crime. So what they're saying, hey, black and brown, you got to suffer with it so I can push my ideology. Because I don't believe that's happening. Why? Because they don't experience it. So the smear collapses. Kirk wasn't criticized by conservatives. He was defended. And you're seeing that all over the place. The backlash comes from legacy media, DEI operatives, those paid. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, racism is. Those paid to spew racism, faux racism, and progressive elites who couldn't tolerate movement that gave minorities permission to think for ourselves. His message wasn't exclusion. It was conviction. And it resonated. It resonated with we, the Latinos, blacks, who value truth over tribalism. Kirk's legacy with Latinos and blacks wasn't clean for leftists, and that's a lie. It was brutally honest. Look, to succeed, we must look in the mirror at ourselves and at our flaws, and then begin the road to improvement, the road that creates success and that leads to the American dream. I've lived it, people. 5'7" Latino. I pioneered and helped commercialize the fantasy sports industry. I was the NFL Network's first fantasy analyst. I went on Fox Radio talking NFL. They said, you're an insider. I said, no, I'm not. I just have great connections. God, I should have kept following that path. Could have been on Fox TV instead of Jay Glazer. No, I'm kidding. Most legal immigrants and homegrown Latinos, we believe in helping America and Americans, and then we can help the world. His enemies, they framed and lied about empathy and what Charlie Kirk said about it. Kirk talked about it being tied to victimhood and spoke in that way to end the debate. His relationship with us Latinos was real. He created space for conservative Latinos to speak, organize, and to vote our values. And in California, many did. Charlie Kirk built a coalition that crossed racial lines and shattered ideological conformity. In California, Latino and Black conservatives didn't just support him. They showed up, spoke out, and refused to be silenced. I didn't work with TPUSA, so I can't say we. The smear failed. The movement didn't. California progressives, elected Democrats, and activists didn't mourn Charlie Kirk. They mocked him. Stanislaus County Democrats refused to attend vigils in the name of unity and lied about him. DEI operatives like Jay Perk out of UCLA celebrated his assassination online and promoted racism lies. And what's the media do? They sanitize the shooter's motive by blaming Kirk, President Trump, and yes, we conservatives. As we saw the LA Times trying to blame it on white supremacists. Well, I guess technically you're blaming Democrats because you're that far right. You're more on their side than our side. Why? The Republican Party was formed to end slavery. We pushed and promoted the civil rights. We pushed and promoted the right for women to vote. What did Democrats do? Since the 60s, they've done nothing but put policy after policy after policy that has kept us in projects and barrios and trailer parks. What's the media do? They sanitize the shooter's motive. Politicians like Representative Dave Mynn spread disinformation and outright lies. San Francisco elites, Pelosi, Wiener, Newsom, they spent years fueling the furnace with all this violent rhetoric. So while California's elected Democrats, the media, and cultural gatekeepers stay silent or mocked, we, the grassroots, are spreading and speaking the truth, and we will not stop. Whether it's Latino conservatives, Blexit leaders, and everyday citizens, we all are remembering who and what he was, what he wanted to see done, and we are pledging unity to make that happen. This isn't just a story about contempt. It's a reckoning with the machinery that made it possible. We're pushing back, people. Charlie Kirk died on September 10th, 2025, assassinated while doing what he loved, debating at a TPUSA event. His legacy lives on in every young man who stopped apologizing for being conservative, in every student who stood up to ideological conformity, in every campus chapter that refused to be silenced. Kirk didn't just build a movement. He rewired the political instincts of a generation. Finally, it's not just the young Kirk inspired. He inspired everyone to be better, including this old man. I know I look good, but I'm an old man. Yes, I can laugh at myself. God bless and Godspeed, Charlie Kirk, as you begin your new journey. Before we leave you, please bear with me for a moment. I want to show you something we've added. We are an all-volunteer group. This is for my Latino brethren. Latinos for Trump t-shirt. ¿Quién es el más macho? Presidente es el más macho. President Trump. You can swipe the QR code or go to grumblingsmedia.com. Support our all-volunteer group with a purchase as well as this wonderful mug. See, I have one right here. 15 ounces. I love it because it's a big jug, mug. It reminds me of my military days. You got a big old mug of coffee. Again, it's grumblingsmedia.com and support our all-volunteer cause. You'll see our storefront there. That's our show, my friends. Look for the three stories I'm going to talk about in the Cali Blitz. I'll cut that next and separate that, but I want to keep these shows tight. Until then, do not forget, bookmark grumblingsmedia.com. Go there to find our swag and give me a like and share this podcast or a thumbs up. And don't forget, you can follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Apple, Spotify, y Pandora under the handle Grumblings Media. Until next week, my friends, stay safe, watch your six, and we will talk next week. I am William Del Pilar for Fired Up California, and I bid you adieu.